WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. We do have schools that are closing or delaying their start due to the cold. Take this cold seriously, please. If you're sending the kids to the bus stop, hat, scarf, gloves, frostbite can set in rapidly on any exposed skin surface. The red Markel paper sign that has stood off Route 80 in Elmwood Park for decades has collapsed into the charred remains of that plant, destroyed by a massive fire that continues to burn this morning. The company's CEO says they are still assessing the damage, but the plant looks to be a total loss. None of the employees were injured. An unusual story keeps getting more bizarre. We told you about money being stolen from the table where Girl Scouts were selling cookies in Woodbridge, but police now say there was no theft, which makes the scout leader's original cookie story crumble.
Troop leader Jessica Medina made the initial allegation about the stolen envelope of cash and checks. She even posted on Facebook that surveillance would prove that a man and an elderly woman that she identified stole the dough, which she now claimed wasn't from the cookie sale, but for other Girl Scout functions. Police say surveillance doesn't back that up and ruled them out as suspects. The surveillance also showed no envelope of money. The troop was using a cash box. Woodbridge police closed the case. While there are no charges, Medina was removed as the scout troop leader. She told the New York Post, though, that her story never changed and says she has no need to take the money because her husband makes $200,000 per year. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can read more about the police report and make up your own mind at NJ1015.com. A warning about what you keep on your phone and who you give your phone to. A New Jersey woman is suing T-Mobile after an employee went through her phone and found a video that was definitely not meant for him. Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain. Patrick?
Eric, last November 18th, this woman took her iPhone to a T-Mobile store in Mays Landing and gave an employee access to prepare it for data transfer and trade. While the employee supposedly did so, the woman walked around the store but left her AirPod wireless headphones in her ears. It was then she started hearing sounds she couldn't recognize and went back to find two workers laughing while looking at her phone. Then she reviewed her files, saw a preview of an intimate video she'd made for her fiancé, and heard the same noises. She equates this with digital rape. She has not yet heard back from T-Mobile. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. New Jersey lawmakers set to approve the legislation today to hike the minimum wage to $15 an hour. It'll make New Jersey the fourth state after California, Massachusetts, and New York to phase in the $15 rate. The first hike will come here in July. A group of mayors is pushing for New Jersey to erase as many past marijuana convictions from the books as possible as part of making the drug legal, and say otherwise they may not allow any head shops within their borders.
Newark Mayor Ross Baraka says marijuana legalization won't bring the benefits the state hopes if municipalities don't allow dispensaries, especially big cities.
We believe that anybody with a possession of at least 50 grams or less should be expunged right away, immediately. We think that is a good faith effort, a good step.
Expungement is supposed to be part of the plan in the interest of social justice, but Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop wants it to be as far-reaching as possible.
When New Jersey does move forward, it is important that they move forward in an aggressive way on expungements entirely.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.